When I came in off the golf course, I collapsed into the clubhouse and I spent a few hours there, and I could hardly drag myself out of it. But it was lovely. You know, there was a little bit of food, a little bit of water, and I drink a pint of water with lime cordial in it. And they don't charge you any money for that, you see. And it's also exactly what I want. So I've just come out of that situation. And while I was down in Photo Island, I looked at my Twitter feed and I see that I've had a tweet from Steve Brogan. And Steve Brogan has enjoyed the earlier audio booth this morning, the one about golf. And I enjoyed the thought of Steve Brogan. I'll come on to who he is in a second. But the thought of somebody, and in particular Steve Brogan, enjoying the audio boo. And for a while that was it. That was all it. And then I come home and I drive home in the car. And as I'm driving along the car, I'm still driving along the car, I get this great idea. This is the great idea. I thought to myself, look, there are people who like golf. And they like hearing the sound of people talking about golf, right? And that's great. I've done that. I'm happy to carry on doing that. But Steve Brogan can actually record an audio boo about something that I'd be much more interested in and that I reckon so many people would be interested in. He is a professional poker player. Now, imagine this. Imagine this. Imagine getting an audio boo from a professional poker player in which they talked about poker. You know, you're a kind of amateur poker player who likes to bet and, win a little bit of money off people. I mean, you might well be a serious poker player, but let's just talk about the general people. I know quite a few people who love poker, gathered in each other's houses, and they play poker and they get all the chips out and they put them out on the table, and the money is not really that important, except that it's important to win. You know, I mean, the money is a symbol of it provides an opportunity for competition. You know, and the way we play it, you know, nobody gets wiped out. Nobody loses their house or their car or their closed box numbered bank account in Switzerland. And nobody does any of that, right? You lose a bit of money, right? You lose enough to kind of make it hurt a little bit, but not too much and all that. But yeah, so there are people like us out here who love the bit of poker, right? I even have a brother who loves the bit of poker, there are many people I know who wouldn't say they like a bit of poker. And then suddenly the penny dropped, you know. Steve Brogan, he is a professional poker player. Now this isn't to put any pressure on him, of course, but it's only to share with you all how incredibly interesting it would be, wouldn't it, if a professional poker player could sort of just let us into what is the mind of somebody who takes it very seriously. I have a great friend who's a professional backer of horses, right? He's, whatever you call it, he goes to the bookies. Well, he doesn't go to the bookies. He watches lots of horse racing all the time, and he phones up and places bets. And he bets every day of the year, right? He's not really a professional, but, you know, he aims to, you know, get ahead over the whole year. And, you know, large amounts of money, I presume, will go through the account in the course of a year. But what does it do? It gives him the most incredible pleasure to be studying form, thinking about it very seriously. It is, you know, it's his hobby, you know, but the trouble with hobby is they get kind of relegated to not too important. But it is his work, really. It is where his creativity flourishes. He really does put his heart and soul into figuring out, you know, the horse, the breeder, the jockey, the ground. Oh, don't ask me. It's not my area, really. Except what is my area is what people love doing and seeing parallels in the passion that they have and the way they express it and the way they talk about it, and poker. Now, I would love to get some stuff about poker. I reckon there would be a little community of people on Audioboo who would just love to listen about poker. And Well, I mean, you can't really. It's a bit like, you know, talking to a professional golfer. If you're a mediocre golfer, you have nothing really to say, you know, unless you know them off the course or something like that. But it doesn't actually matter, you know. I would listen to somebody about professional poker. I'd listen to Steve Brogan about professional poker because, you know, I have contact with him on Twitter, and he's a very engaging man, and not as engaging, you know, not as quantitatively as engaging as me. I better clarify this. I don't want to use kind of cliches about people, but everything I see about him I like. But he does poker, and that's the key thing. You know, are there any lovers of poker on Audioboo? Come on, you can kind of come out and admit you are. But this is a possibility. We could actually have a little forum's the wrong word, really. We could have our own little table, have a poker table. People could tell stories about pokers, hands that they lost, and, you know, bluffs that they got away with, and time they were bluffed by. Then they were taken to the cleaners. It would be interesting. The other thing about it is, it's about the places that people play poker. You know, professionals don't just play in each other's houses over a cup of coffee with a, you know, a glass of wine and chocolate cake like we do. They go to particular locations, the lighting, the tension, I don't know, are you allowed to talk when you're playing professional poker? I think you are. I watch it on television, by the way. I watch the professional poker side. People on television. I watch hardly any television, but I would watch a bit of poker very late at night sometimes here in Ireland. So there we are. That's it. Just a shout out for poker. I think it's a great game. I think cards are great. That's another audio boo. Have a great Saturday. It's now 1600 in Cork, or 1611 in Cork. What is it? It's 11 o'clock in the day in New York. It's probably about 9 o'clock in the day in Chicago. It's probably 8 o'clock in the day in Vancouver. And if I fast forward the other way, in fact, it's the very best time of the day for communicating worldwide, I think, because you can still talk to people in Australia now. They're not all gone to bed yet. Okay, look, have a great, great life. Bye.